We continue our Boone Area Chamber of Commerce 20 Good Minutes series with the candidates for Boone Town Council. We are joined in this portion of the series by Edie Tugman, again, one of the town council candidates. First of all, thank you for joining us, and we'll give you an opportunity to answer an easy one right out of the gate. Tell us a little bit about who you are and why you chose to run for Boone Town Council this time around.
As you said, I'm Edie Tugman. I live in downtown Boone in one of the older neighborhoods. My background is one of corporate risk management. I worked for a regional healthcare enterprise and managed their untoward events, as they are called. And I married a local boy, Stuart or Sonny Tugman, in 1964 at the then, now Church and Center, the then Boone Methodist Church. We have been lucky enough to be able to live here four different times. And we came here in at Christmas of 1966, and we, TRW then, IRC, sent us to California for about a year and a half for kind of a training process. So we lived in Southern California. We moved back in 1970. I'm sorry, we left in 73. We came back the end of 74. And we lived again downtown, and we built our first little tiny house downtown. And then we left in 1980 when TRW sold the plant to a French company. And we lived in Raleigh for a number of years. And then we came back again. And I was able to work remotely for a number of years for both the international risk management company that I worked for and then for the regional hospital system out of Winston-Salem. I decided to run because my father said all through my high school years, which were the early stages of, you know, the political activism, you cannot make change from the outside. And I have struggled with what I hope Boone can be and is in so many ways, and preserving what is in so many ways, and felt that this was a time in my life where I got to choose exactly what I wanted to do. And I have no map, but I do have a very curious mind. I am open to all the experts and what they believe, and think that I also have good critical thinking skills, and look forward to being able to work with a professional staff that I think we underrate sometimes, and do the very best for what we can do for Boone.
Well, I know that right off the bat, you have identified a few local landmarks that will take people back and resonate very well with this audience. So I appreciate the trip down memory lane with some of those descriptions that you gave in your great introduction there. So thank you for that. You mentioned you don't have a map necessarily, but you have a lot of experience in being in this community through some very transformative times. So with that said, what are some of your priorities should you be elected that maybe you would bring to the table from the experience you've had here?
I really believe in the preservation of the integrity of Boone. I recognize that we could not survive without the national chains and the big stores, that they are an important part of our general commerce. But I think that local businesses are the heartbeat of this community. And I think it's really important that we do everything we can to preserve the integrity of downtown, of buffer areas that create a buffer between commercial and residential. I believe very strongly in the preservation of our neighborhoods. One of the first things I say to people who are not from here is, we live in a university community. You can't believe what that brings to a town of our size. I also recognize that the people who live and work and go to school here are not always the people that have the biggest voice, and it feels like they should.
Speaking of voice, the voice of this particular council is going to have its fingerprints on several major development projects. Two of them that will be very transformative for how we see our community evolve in the next 20, 30 years. The ones I'm speaking of now, the Bolick property from a municipal services standpoint out in East Boone, but then also the redevelopment of Howard Street. What are your goals for these projects, and how do you plan to seek input from not only Town of Boone residents that have a voting interest in this, but also the increasing number of people that work in these areas but might not necessarily live inside the town limits? How do you take all that input in and blend that with your thoughts on what these two projects could be?
I think the town administrative services plan, I think everyone would wish that could be within the city limits. But number one, we don't have enough developable land to be able to do that. I'm kind of sad that it means you can't walk downtown and pay your water bill anymore. But it's a reality. And I apologize. I've already forgotten what the second one was.
Second, which is the redevelopment of Howard Street.
Oh, Howard Street, of course. And the town has just, I understand, gotten a grant that is significant. I'm a little confused because I thought that the town had a plan already underway, and I didn't realize that it wasn't a funded plan or fully funded plan. I think Howard Street could be a wonderful walkable area, and I think they've tried to do that. I'm not sure how successful it is, having walked a couple of times and have cars come kind of barreling through there, but I do understand that it opens up a totally different type of atmosphere and potential. There is a good deal of, I won't say undeveloped property on Howard Street, but perhaps saying underdeveloped property on Howard Street, an opportunity for a little different sense and feel for that area. I think that Boone is very walkable, other than some of the intersections are a little problematic, but we're still a small town. So I don't think we have the potential for doing the everybody stops at a stoplight and pedestrians get to go any which way they want to for a minute and a half. That may be a little ahead of us, although I think we've got some intersections that we would consider doing that with. I believe that we have all the wonderful potential to make this our downtown area fun and interesting and a good business environment for the people who have businesses on the streets.
The experience in this community that you mentioned earlier lends to this next question. You have been able to see how some of the relationships have evolved over time here. And certainly relationship management is such a key piece to being a public elected official. From a seat on town council, like you're running from, how do you view the role and importance of relationships with staff, with residents, with the county, with the university? How do you manage all of those things to be able to, lack of a better way to say it, get things done from a role like a town council seat?
I'm going to speak to two of those. Number one, I think the residents need to have a bigger voice, and I'm not positive how to do that, but it does make me feel like we need to be holding small meetings in areas or inviting people to participate from specific areas and hear what they have to say about how we're treating small businesses, how we can be more supportive of neighborhoods who have issues. I recognize that the town council meetings have gone on for hours and hours until past the middle of the night. And I'm really hoping that we can find a way to rely in a greater way on our professional staff. We have a really good professional staff, and I think we don't utilize them in the best time value of money. I see them sitting in meetings sometimes for hours before it's their turn to do a presentation. It's hard for me to believe that they don't have stuff on their desk they would be much better off doing. The county relationship, the town-county relationship, I think is very problematic. I am only aware of the kind of broad brush history of the town did this and then the county did that. And it has been to the detriment of a lot of issues that are primary for our area. And I don't know why that is true. It feels almost as though a gotcha situation periodically. And that is one of the platforms that I'm running on, is trying to do something to make that relationship more workable. And I will tell you what I have learned from staff is that on a staff level, the county and the town work much better than they do on the governing bodies level. And I understand the history, but at some point in time, how do we mediate a better working relationship between the two?
As you're looking at budget priorities that you would bring to the table, whether it's wish list stuff or things that you have already seen in process here, what are some of those things that you feel like this particular council and yourself as a member of that potentially would really need to prioritize early on?
Thank you for that question. I have been working with a faith-based affordable housing group for just a very little while, only months. It was formed at the request of a county commissioner who called a bishop in the Episcopal Church, a retired bishop in the Episcopal Church, of which my husband and I belong. And then he appointed somebody who reached out. So we are now this huge, unmanageable group of people in this community, in the county, and in the town who are looking at what we can do for affordable housing. There have been two projects proposed. Neither one of them moved forward. We don't understand why. We understand the mechanics of why, but we have got to have affordable housing and workforce housing. By workforce housing, I'm talking about housing for nurses, for teachers, for those who are, 120 to 140% of median income, who cannot afford to buy a home in this community or even live here in some instances. I'm also talking about affordable housing in a community process of those who cannot afford rent, those who have benefits that subsidize their rent, and moderate income folks living together in a community process on land that is more than just housing structures.
With a conversation as robust as the one that you just mentioned, certainly having government leaders that are accessible during that process and being willing to listen to different constituency groups, bring that information back to some sort of legislative language and help the community proceed through difficult, challenging projects at some points in time and other things that are very much easy wins, if you will. How do you fashion yourself creating a model of accessibility from a local elected official's perspective that you feel like people will want to engage with you and be given the opportunity to use you as a sounding board, use you as an instrument of change or whatever the case may be?
I'm willing to be an instrument of change, but I, as a sounding board, I really look forward to an opportunity to exchange. And I think one of the things we can do is a university platform type thing where you have office hours, where people who have issues and concerns or want to propose something can come to you during an office hour period, and doing that at a time that it's accessible for work folks. I'm very lucky. I'm retired. I've been retired for a lot of years. And my time is much more disposable than other people's. And what I said about small neighborhood meetings, one of the things that I have noticed about public hearings is that there is typically a very vocal group of folks who are kind of louder and more ardent than some of the other folks that are in attendance. And I think just because you have a big voice doesn't necessarily mean that you have the perspective that is the best for the community. And I think we have to make those people who are quieter in the background, who may not be quite as articulate, who are unwilling to stand up in a public hearing, we need to know what those folks who are going to be impacted by some of these projects think about it.
I'll save the most obvious question for last. Certainly in the last 18 months, this community has been dealing with the variety of curveballs that COVID-19 has thrown at us. There are two elements at play here. You've got the health and safety element that has been discussed quite a bit. You've also got the very real economic impact from what COVID has presented us, which has been discussed quite a bit. How, as a council member, do you intend to balance those two things and provide opportunity for discussion on both sides of what is a very difficult topic to navigate, especially as it continues to change almost by the day?
Right. Having worked in healthcare risk management for 20 plus years, I worked alongside the folks in infection control. Those are huge issues. And creativity is not something that is called for in those issues. We need to pay attention to the science. We have done what I think a lot of other people in our area have done. We have done takeout from local restaurants. We have placed our orders in advance over the computer or over the phone. I think we need to make that more accessible. I think we need to basically broadcast who is doing what downtown and how can we support them. My husband and I are very lucky. We have resources. And so when we do takeout, we typically put a $20 bill in the tip jar, for no reason whatsoever, other than it's important that those people are earning a living wage, feel safe, and feel valued by what they do.
Edie, I'll give you the last few minutes here to just kind of make any closing statement or share any additional thoughts that you might like to send our way on the way out, so to speak.
Okay. I do not mean to ignore the big box stores or the bigger national chains in town in any way. But what's interesting to me is, do they fully participate in our community? I know that a lot of the franchise restaurants participate, but I don't see some of the bigger stores participate. And I don't know why. That's actually a question for you. I feel strongly about affordable housing. I will work earnestly along those lines. But I also know that this is a terrible thing to say, but not in my backyard has been an issue for affordable housing in this community. And I understand that. We live in an older neighborhood. It's not quiet because we happen to live on the only way down Howard's Knob. It goes right past our house, motorcycles, campers, and everything else. But, so I feel strongly about affordable housing. I feel strongly about our relationship with the county. I feel very strongly about using our professional staff the best way we possibly can in this community. And I feel that we need to explore our relationship with the university in a fresh way. And not just assume that the history or our relationship is a stagnant process. I think there are benefits to both of us to having a community that is, sorry, the phone just rang and all I did was pick it up and hang it up.
No, that's okay.
I feel that our relationship sometimes is unbalanced. And I think we both have things to offer to the community.
Well, Edie, I really enjoyed chatting with you here in this forum, and certainly we look forward to hearing more thoughts of yours on other issues during the candidate forum on October 5th. But appreciate your willingness to serve as well. It's no small feat to put your name on a ballot these days, especially with all that's going on. So I appreciate your willingness to do that and be representative of our community and all that's great about it. So we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to do this, even though my tummy is now tied in absolute knots, but it was a great opportunity. And thank you to the Chamber and you for doing this.